Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 394, Power Rangers Time Force, episode 16, Bodyguard in Blue.
It aired May 19th, 2001, written by Judd Lynn, Jackie Marchand, directed by Koichi Sakamoto. This is very weird. I'm looking at the list of directors. You know they normally do like two or three at a time? For the next like five or six, including the last two, it like trades off.
Yeah, I remember, because the last two was the two-parter and each part had a different director.
Yeah, and then next time is a guy that's new, and then it goes back to Koichi, then Isaac, and then another new guy, and then Iflo again, and then Worth Keeter comes back, and then we're back to like the multi-parters. It's weird. It's real weird. If you're new here, what we do is get very caught up in the minutiae of who directed and when of Power Rangers, but we also watch an episode of Power Rangers, pause the recording, come back, talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Time Force good.
Time Force good.
Time Force good, though.
Like, much like chicken, Time Force good.
Yes. Chicken good? Chicken good? Is
from
this
Fifth Element?
It's been so long since I've seen
it. She eats the chicken. She says, chicken, good.
Oh, yes, have some. Different movie.
It's a lovely hat.
I gotta watch Fifth Element again. I guess I haven't seen that movie in like 6 years.
Somebody got my reference.
The last time, I'm sure plenty of people did. The last time I watched Fifth Element, I think was at Tony's house in Winchendon.
I think that might have been the same last time I watched it. However,
you just retained it a lot.
However, Tony and I quoted it back and forth for years to follow.
That'll do it. All right. Well, we're going to go watch The Fifth Element, and then we're going to watch Bodyguard in Blue. Time Force. Time Force. Time Force. Power Rangers. And we're back, and we just watched The Fifth Element. No, we didn't. We didn't watch it. We watched Bodyguard in Blue. We were gonna watch The Fifth Element, but neither of us has it. You might have it. Do you have it?
I don't think I have it.
I don't.
I think I almost bought it once, but I don't think I have it.
Because it's on Blu-ray?
Yeah.
Like cheap.
Yeah, it was like a Black Friday. Like, here's a $3 Fifth Element. Yeah. And I was like, maybe, and then I just didn't do it.
I feel like I've also almost done that 100 times. I think it actually might be on HBO, so we could, but like we don't have 2 hours.
No.
Who do you think we are? We don't have that kind of time right now. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com.
There it is.
You know. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. / MorphinGrid. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Durian Pod. I already did Durian.
We're on Durians already.
We're on...
Have you done Watermelon Podcast?
Watermelon Podcasts. We're on Stitcher. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife and Podbay and Podbeans and Podbaby and Podmelon. All your favorite pod places to leave pod reviews. What if it was like, what if podcasting was like Smurfs? I'm getting so abstract with these intros.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I have no idea.
What does pods have to do with Smurfs?
Yeah, like Smurfs, like, ah, Smurf, instead of like, ah, heck.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like,
what if there
Smurfs
were little blue boys?
Pods.
Yeah, what if Gargamel ran around and ate pods? Podcasts.
Smurf pods.
Smurf pods. What if Smurfs had a podcast? Would that be the most insufferable podcast ever, or would that still be rabbits?
I feel like a Smurfs podcast would not be by Smurfs. It would be by Gilgamesh about Smurfs.
About how tasty Smurfs are. Does he eat them?
He just wants them.
Does he just want them?
I think he wants that tree that they live at the bottom of.
Okay.
And so he needs to get rid of... I'm making this up.
I have no idea.
But he needs to get rid of the Smurfs so that he can take the tree.
Sure.
Smurfs needed a bad guy, and so he just wants to get him.
Okay. And his cat is Garfield sometimes.
Hates Mondays, loves lasagna.
You know, Smurfs.
Classic Garfield.
Anyway, leave us a rating and review, please. We'd love that. Also, we're on Patreon. Patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh for as little as a dollar a month. Get some cool stuff in return. According to, I think, 2 episodes ago, I said episode 8 is definitely up by now. So, gosh, I hope so. I haven't finished it yet, but hope past me's not writing checks. Current me can't cash. What else?
Well, no, you hope current you isn't writing checks that future you can't cash.
Well, that's the same as what I said. I think. Time travel stuff will fry your brain like an egg. Anyway, it's a Monday episode, which is the new day that we do
stuff.
Yes, it
is.
Yes, it is. That we do like our housekeeping and stuff. Let me just check patrons real quick. I don't think we have any new ones.
I know for sure we don't have any reviews.
Okay.
So that makes my job easy this week.
No new patrons. So just like a blanket thanks to all of our current patrons.
Yeah, hey, thanks, guys.
So, yeah, you're the best. We do have an email, though, from our friend Dowd, former guest of the show. He says, hey, guys, I don't know if you got a permanent nickname for Cyclobots. Also, I think he says he's very behind. So,
oh, yeah, it's cronies.
Yeah, well, he says if you're attached to Time Putties / cronies, but I was thinking bikies. I don't know what that's in reference to.
Bikies?
Bikies.
Like a bicycle?
Yeah. Like bikes. I don't know. Do they do bike stuff? Am I missing something?
He doesn't go into more detail, huh?
No. It's a mystery.
I think we're going to stick with cronies.
I like cronies a lot. I also just realized they're probably called Cyclobots because of their one eye, like the Cyclops. Yeah, I think we also were like, oh, Cyclo.
Yeah.
Not Psycho. Oh, Cyclobots, like cycle, like bikes, like bikies.
Ah.
That is clever.
That is clever.
I think I'm too attached. I think we're too deep to change now, though.
Yeah.
I do like that. I also feel very like, oh, yeah, I did it. Like, I just figured out a puzzle.
Here's a small key for you.
And Dad says, can't believe it took me almost 20 years to realize that. I mean, I didn't know it 20 years ago, but I probably also would have come to the conclusion at the same time I did anyway. Also, Josh mentioned in the second episode that he thought maybe Alex and Wes were played by brothers because of their different look, and it had been a week between episodes. Funny enough, the two roles were originally supposed to be played by twins, but time constraints forced them to use just one actor. So, yeah, kill off one twin early. That would kind of suck, right? To be like, we're going to have the two twins. You're going to play future him. You're going to play current him. We're getting rid of you, and we're going to keep him.
You'll be really cool for 2 episodes, but then you're dead, and you're going to be the Red Ranger for the whole season.
Maybe you'll get a flashback. I don't know. Keep our number.
You know what's funny? Latasha and I just watched It Takes Two last night.
I'm
which is a Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movie.
Okay.
About one of them is an orphan.
Sure.
The other one is privileged.
Oh, it's a Princess and the Pauper.
Yes.
It's a princess switch.
It's the princess switch, pretty much. But the rich one's dad, her mother passed away. It's implied during childbirth.
Okay.
And her dad is going to marry a new woman who is a bad person.
Of course.
And so they switch because Amanda, I think, is the one that is the orphan, is like a punker. She's like me from Small Problems, which I don't think is out yet. She's like a troublemaker.
Okay.
She's like, oh, I can get rid of her for you, because they go to a camp that the rich one owns, and they find each other in the woods, and so they switch.
Is the orphan also at camp, or is she just in the woods?
The orphans are at a camp.
Okay.
Like, the orphanage took a vacation to a
camp. Okay, gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
That is owned by the rich family.
Yes.
So they switch. And anyway, this is all for me to be like, how did they decide which Olsen twin was the rich one and which one was the orphan?
Well, which one of you? I'm going to guess Mary-Kate was the punker.
Maybe. I didn't look at the credits. Well, I'm not sure which one was which.
I feel like they were just like, which one of you is nastier? Which one of you can be meaner to me? Both of you be mean to me right now. Whichever one's meaner gets the part.
And one of them was like, I don't want to do that.
And they're like, well, sorry, Ashley. You're the princess then. I don't know. Also, you said a Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movie, and I immediately went to all of their mystery movies. Do you remember their, like, many mystery movies that they had?
Yeah.
I think about Hotel Whodunit maybe every single day of my life. The answer is the bird. It stole the shiny things because it's a bird and they like shiny things.
Needs to make a fancy nest.
Yeah, it was a great nest. Impractical because it was mostly made of jewelry. But anyway, Dad also goes on to say another change they made in early production was that they couldn't start shooting on time because Michael Copan, who played Lucas, wasn't 18 yet. So Babyface Lucas was really a baby that early on.
Oh.
Thank you very much for the email, Dad. I did not know that he was a little wee lad.
I didn't either.
So there's like a, he like protects a little girl in this episode, and apparently they're like
only a couple years apart.
Like 3 years apart, maybe. Yeah, so we got nothing else. You want to jump in?
Yes, do it.
All right.
We're jumping into this one faster than we jump into some that we don't have emails for.
Well, you know, sometimes I need to tell you the entire plot of the last movie and call it the lost movie sometimes because I was on cold medicine. We start off at a press conference. Papa Collins is there and he's like, hey, great news, everybody. The Quantum Ranger is now the leader of the Silver Guardians. And we got that. Or I don't know if they say that like he's the leader. They're just like this. He's on the Silver Guardians. Like they're trying to keep Eric a secret still.
No, he says it's being led by the power of the Quantum Ranger.
Okay, all right. I must have missed that. And then he's like, "Yeah, it's totally dope." Also, here's our scientist, Dr. Zazzle, Zazkin.
Give him the old razzle zazzle.
Yeah, Zazzle P. Zazkin is doing some science to the Quantum Ranger weapons, and we're gonna figure out how to use it and make the Silver Guardians even better.
And we're going to give them Power Ranger guns and not tiny little baby pistols.
Little baby weenie pistols that like look like water guns.
They're probably just like those little like pocket super soakers,
yeah,
dipped in silver paint.
Yeah. And then you just like pew.
Yep.
Cuz they're a little tiny baby. They're weirdly shaped. I kind of like the shape of them, but they do look like if there was a riverboat in the future.
Yeah, with you so far.
This is what, like, a fancy lady would have strapped in her garter, because it's little and it can fit under there.
Okay.
But she's in the future, so it does shoot lasers. It's a long walk for a short drink of water, but I think everyone gets what I'm saying. So then we got to Wes. There's actually a pretty cool transition where, like, the camera, like, moves out. And as it does, like, we pull out of the press conference. It, like, goes in and then pulls back out. And when we come back out, we are looking at the screen on their little TV. But, like, it's just, like, superimposed. But the camera's moving, which, for Power Rangers in 2001, that was a pretty impressive feat.
Yeah.
Technology hadn't really caught up to that until about 2002, 2003. So they were, like, on the cutting edge. So Wes is not happy about this. As you might imagine, we cut from there to Papa Collins' office, and he's like, I want to stay ahead of the competition. Dr. Zazzle, what are you doing?
The competition is the Power Rangers.
Yes.
Just so everybody's completely clear on
yeah,
that.
There's no other companies doing this. And he's like, it's going great. I got so many good notes. Gonna be
right here in my briefcase.
Tap, tap.
And he holds it up and taps it in a way that's like, the bad guys are gonna get this. But they don't.
No, they don't. But then, because Papa Collins is an antagonist, he's like, good, because I want the secrets of the Power Rangers.
Yeah, this season's weird, because there's a good guy and a bad guy, and then these mostly bad guys.
Yeah, and then a bad good guy is working for them.
Yeah.
But also,
so you have your black and white, and then there's this wishy-washy marble pattern, yeah, that makes up the Silver Guardians.
Because, like, Papa Collins is trying to protect the city, but also only for money.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, it looks like
he's
good.
He's using his powers for personal gain, which is a rule that you're not supposed, yeah, to do.
Zordon would be very disappointed.
He'd be
you.
So mad. He'd be like, damn it, Alpha. Get you him. Believe this guy?
Get him. We got the theme song. When we come back, his name is Dr. Zazkin. I did write it down. Good for me. Dr. Zazkin is leaving his house, and he gets in his car, or goes to get in his car, and his daughter runs out. And she's like, Daddy, you didn't kiss me goodbye. And he's like, ah, beans. And then he like gives her a hug and like kisses her. And he's like, I won't forget again. Ha ha.
He's like, a very likable dude.
He's a really good actor too.
Yeah.
Like I'm very into this guy. And then he's like, all right, I'm going to go now. Ha ha ha. And then, so she goes back inside and he gets in the car and he's like, all right, time to adjust my mirror. And then there's a monster there. He's got a very weird face. I don't know this monster's name. We never hear it.
No, I am confident that they never say it.
I don't think they do. I call him Fred.
It looks like a Fred.
It looks a lot like a Fred. She's inside. She's like, oh, Mr. Bear, Teddy.
Teddy.
He didn't give you a kiss goodbye. Let's go back outside. So she walks back outside and there's Nadira kidnapping her dad with some Cyclobots and Fred. And she's like, ah! And then Nadira's like, get the girl too. And he's like, run, run. So she runs. Her name is Holly. She runs. She goes out like a back gate and hides in a box like Solid Snake.
Yeah. Did you watch the World of Light trailer?
Yes.
When they first showed it and everyone's running away from the death ray that just absorbs everybody. Lasers,
yeah.
And Snake is like, I'll get in my cardboard box and that'll protect me. And it just wipes him right out.
Yeah, I like to think of it more as like, I just don't want to see it coming. Yeah. I'm a regular guy, and I can't outrun this. If Sonic the Hedgehog can't outrun it, I can't.
Sonic would have made it, but he slowed down for Pikachu.
Yeah. Hey, Sonic the Hedgehog the movie comes out this year.
Yeah.
And so does Detective Pikachu.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to try to be like, which one's better? And like, clearly they're best friends. Don't try to pit them against each other.
Yeah, but Detective Pikachu is going to be
obviously it's going to be better. Not even close. I can't imagine a world where Sonic the Hedgehog the movie is better than Detective Pikachu.
And his quadruple jointed hips.
It was a second person. Shannon figured it out. She used angles. Right. Yeah, but like, also, don't try to pit them together against each other. They're best friends. Also, my favorite part about that is Zelda tries to do her Nehru's love reflect attack, and it just wipes her out.
Yeah.
But I like that, like, what if it worked? And she just, like, bounces it back. She's like, get that weak off my track. But then Kirby got away because he's Sakurai's favorite.
Yeah. He had a warp star.
Yep. So, anyway, she's hiding in a box, and then they're like, guess she's gone, and they're like, go one way. She gets out, runs the other way. Cut to somewhere else where there's a car accident and some dude with a ponytail and a reddish greenish flannel who looks a lot like one Mr. Tommy Oliver from behind.
Yeah, it's from like a 3/4 angle behind him, so you can't see the weird facial hair right away, and he's bent down looking at his damage.
Yeah.
And he's yelling at a girl, and when it cuts back, I'm like, oh, it's not Tommy. But when you just see the ponytail, you're like, oh, is Tommy in this
one? Is Tommy in a car?
And then TJ shows up.
Yeah, then there's just like later. Then there's just like a black guy.
The Turbo Rangers are hanging out behind Lucas.
And like he's got like a bright red sweater and he's like built just like TJ. And like he's out of focus because he's an extra, so like he doesn't matter. And I'm like, TJ here too? What's going on?
Can't believe this was an all-star. This is a secret all-star episode.
It was about to be, but then Holly's like, we gotta go. And so they all left.
So there's this weird all-stars Power Rangers reunion happening at this car
and
accident.
They just get lunch.
Yep.
They just go to Five Guys.
Well, Lucas does Punk, not Tommy.
That is true. So the girl's there, and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, at least it's not that bad. And he's like, you're going to pay for this. And she's like, okay, yeah, chill. And then he, like, I don't know what he does, but he has, like, a piece of his light. And it looks like he's like, I will stab you with this. And Lucas, like, grabs him by the shoulders like, hey, man, chill out. Yelling is not going to fix anything. And so this guy goes to take a swing at Lucas because he's an idiot. And Lucas just punks his ass. Just
He like ducks the bottle, the beer bottle that he's trying to swing at him. It's just a headlight piece, but it's like a shattered beer bottle. Yeah. That same type of weapon.
Right.
Lucas just ducks and trips him. I like to think the guy just fell and like totally stabbed himself with his own headlight.
Clap.
Oh, no. Not in a fatal way, just in like, oh, crap, it's in my shoulder.
Oh, no, this hurts a lot.
Now I have to pay that bill.
Yeah. And then he's like, hey, everything all right? To the girl, who's like, yeah, pretty lady. And he's like, hey, here's my business card. I do odd jobs.
If you ever need me to come over and clean the pool or something.
And to be fair, her nipples are completely erect, so like she's into it. Or it's very cold in Silver Hills today, and the costume department didn't give her a jacket. And so she's like very into Lucas, and she's like, yeah, I will definitely absolutely call you for odd jobs. Wink, wink. And so he like leaves to go get in his car, a blue Ford Escort LS station wagon. So he goes to get in his car, and his passenger window is down, and Holly like just puts her head and is like, hey, I want to hire you. And he's like, who are you and what are you doing? And she's like, I want to hire you to be my bodyguard. And he's like, no, you're a little...
She says, I want to hire you to protect me because they're after me. And he's like, okay, little kid.
Sure. And then she's like, I heard you do odd jobs. Do you want the money or not? And just like sasses him. And I really like Holly. And he's like, okay. So she gets in the car. Then we cut back to Biolab where Pop Collins is finding out from Eric, or Eric's just in the room. I think he gets a phone call from somebody saying Dr. Zazkin's been kidnapped.
Yeah, it was a phone call, I think.
And he's like, Eric, go find him because he's got all the secrets of the Power Rangers. So he goes, cut back.
Well, he doesn't care that he has the secrets of the Power Rangers. He's just like, he's going to get my secrets.
Right. Yes. So we cut to a warehouse where Nadira has Dr. Zazkin tied up. Well, Fred has Dr. Zazkin tied up. And they have like a big colander with a extension cord coming out of it. And it's like, we're going to torture you if you don't give us the information. And he's like, no, I'll never. And they're like, all right, put the hat on him. Give him the hat.
Give him the hat?
It's like a weird like bucket, and they're about to put it on his head. And it's like a hat kind of thing.
I could have sworn that Fred just holds up his claw, and he's like, I'm going to give you the claw.
I mean, that too. Okay. Like, I will shoot you with my claws and stab you.
Shoot you, or I'll just pinch your head off.
Yeah. But there also is a crony right next to him with like a torture hat thing.
Okay.
It's just like a garden hose duct taped to a colander. And yeah, they're like, it's going to suck.
Put that on your head and just flip the switch.
And you're like, all your secrets out. Get
that's a secret sucker.
Get him on out of there. And then before he can like, actually, I think he does go in for like a stab or something.
Yeah, it looks like he's like pinching, like, I'm going to get you.
And Adira stops him and she's like, oh, we'll get his secrets when we get his daughter. And like, yes, maniacal Nadira is back.
Yes, thank God.
Yes, thank you.
No Rancic in the episode, though.
Look, we can't have it all, Josh. Just like, be appreciative that she's not like, my stories.
Also, though, no Frax, so take the good with the bad.
Yeah, I don't hate Frax, but I just feel like they think Frax is cooler than Frax is.
Yeah, I don't hate Frax, but I also definitely don't miss him.
Yeah.
So
we cut back to Eric looking for Dr. Zazkin?
Dr. Z.
He's like, no sign of Dr. Z. And some girl's like, he's not here. And then just keep shaking her head like, nope.
Yeah, there's a camera cut like to the other side. So she runs up and she's like, he's not here. And then it cuts to the other side of them. And she's like, no.
No. And he's like, okay, keep looking. And he like smacks the hood of a car. He's like, move out. Because he's like, you know how you
I don't like Eric. It's well documented so far.
Yes, you are an Eric hater.
I am a hashtag hater.
Hater. And Eric hater has logged on.
But I do like him as like a military leader. Because when he yells at them to like, let's go, it's very it's surprisingly commanding considering his speaking voice.
Yeah, his speaking voice is, it's not like,
it's not soft.
No, he's like soft spoken, but not like soft.
Yeah.
He's not like shy.
But when he yells that out, it like booms.
Yeah. Also, he has like the appropriate demeanor for like the Silver Guardian boss.
Yeah.
Of the Kilver Guardians. Does anyone know what that is? Does anyone know what that stands for? Please tell us. Please tweet us at Morphin Grid. Like, what? Why does it say CGD on their heads if they are not all graduates of computer graphic design program at Mount Wachusett Community College in Gadnahe? So we cut to Lucas and Holly driving. And he's like, all right, what's your address? I'm going to take you home. She's like, no, you can't. And he's like, yes, I can. You're a lost girl. I need to take you back to your house. And she's like, it's whatever, whatever, Elm Street. And he's like, okay. She's like, but you can't take me back there.
Is Elm Street to streets as a like 555 number is to phone numbers?
I don't think so. I don't think it's like a, I don't think you can copyright streets.
Or is it just like, I live on Elm Street because every single town on the face of the planet has one?
Yeah, every town has a Main Street and an Elm Street. I don't think Ringe, New Hampshire has an Elm Street now that I'm thinking about it, but I know Jaffrey does.
I know for sure Athol does, and I am pretty sure there's one in Orange.
It's just like a very common street. Yes. And also because those very popular movies about the nightmare hobo who comes and he kills you.
Nightmare hobo?
He's a big nightmare hobo.
I guess.
Because he's got a hat.
You're right. He has a hat. Because
he's in a sweater. He's one bindle away from being a hobo. So, Spooky the Nightmare Hobo's street is where she lives, and he's like, all right, gonna go there. She's like, no, you can't, because they're after me. He's like, no one's after you. That's ridiculous.
Well, he asks, who's after you?
Okay, yeah.
And that's when she says, the robots?
The robots. And he's like, okay, we're pulling over. Hold on one second. So he pulls over, goes over to a payphone. He's like, stay right here. But then she, like, hits the radio button, and, like, butt rock starts blaring, and he's like, ah! And like completely surprised. Like, Lucas, this is your car. You should know what your A, where your volume is, and B, what your presets are.
Yeah, either what your station is or what tape is in the deck.
Yeah. And like at bare minimum, like you should know about how loud you usually listen to music, so you shouldn't be surprised by it. But also, maybe if you're not ready for anything, it can surprise you.
Yeah, but it's more of a like, I hate this rather than oh, that got me.
Look, maybe he was really into classic rock, and then 99 the Eagle got bought out.
Oh, and they changed it to modern rock.
To 99.9 the butt rock.
I saw on Twitter someone described Maroon 5 as a Facebook mom band. That sounds pretty accurate, even though I'm not entirely sure what that means.
I saw a picture on Twitter of someone. Just a picture of the stage, because it's a big M, and then like it's focused on the people behind him, and it's like, man, I'm real jealous that those people all got to watch Maroon 5. They got the secret Maroon 5 concert. But Maroon 5 is absolutely a Facebook mom band, and also, they suck live.
Yeah.
They were really bad at the Super Bowl. Everyone was bad at the Super Bowl pretty much the whole time. But they were especially bad as an act. I don't know why they were in Atlanta and Pepsi put on the thing. Like, Atlanta is famously a Coke town because, like, that's where Coke is.
I don't know.
Should just been Outkast, and they should just play the SpongeBob Sweet Victory in the middle and then gone back to Outkast.
Yeah.
This would be the best Super Bowl ever if they would have done that. Anyway, this has been Sports Corner. The corner. This has been Gascast, Games of Sports. So, where are we? He goes over to a payphone and he fakes using the payphone. So he just puts the phone up and he calls Trip on his watch. And it takes like a second because Trip is like busy or whatever.
I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know. He's calculating things.
He's tripping.
He's tripping. He's tripping. Trip's just tripping. And he is like, hey, check an address for me. So he gives me the address. He checks. He's like, yeah, that's Dr. Zazkin's house. And then Jen's like, that's the guy we just saw on TV.
Yeah, everyone else is there now.
Yeah. Jen takes Trip's morpher because Lucas called Trip specifically. And by the end of this phone call, he's talking directly to Jen. So she hijacked it.
I feel like the images that are projected by the communicators are not live recordings, but like,
I mean, they're wearing the same outfits.
They're always wearing the same outfits.
But if they were pre-recorded, it would be them in their Time Force outfits.
That's true. I don't know. I think we're thinking about it too much.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like, look, it's the future. This is what communicators will look like in the future. I can't think of a worse way to communicate with people than like out loud with holograms of them.
Hey, if my neighbors are to be believed, talking loudly on the porch on speakerphone is the way to do it.
I hate that.
I don't know why this is a thing that people do. They do it in Target, too. They'll just walk around on either on like a speakerphone or like on FaceTime. And I get if you're like, hey, I found this cereal. Do you want it? Let me show it to you.
This is a new cereal.
But when you have your phone propped up in the cart and it's just on FaceTime and you're barely having a conversation with that person, I don't get it.
Maybe you have some codependency issues that you need to work out.
And if you're going to make a phone call, do it in your house. Don't go out on the porch and yell it loudly so everyone else can hear it.
Yeah, too. Tony used to take his phone calls outside, but he was on regular phone and not speaker.
Yeah.
And I couldn't hear him inside, whereas I can hear my neighbors on their phone in a different building because they're very loud. Anyway, he's like, all right, that's Dr. Zaskins. I have his daughter. She's a pain in the neck. And then she screams. And so he just like runs over there and there's some cronies, beats up some cronies. And then she's sassing him as they drive away. I forget. He does like a bootleg 180 because his superpower is cars.
Yep.
And even in this station wagon, he can do cool stunts. And then they're driving away and he's like, something about her dad. Like, my friends are looking for him. And she's like, well, I hope they're better than you are. Which, like, hey.
Hey, you didn't get taken.
You're not taken. You're still here. But also, like, I do like that she's sassy. So then we cut from there to a road where they are driving down. Fred teleports down in the middle of the street.
This is, I think, the goofiest part of the episode.
It's something, all right.
Because Fred sees him coming and he's like, hey, it's the end of the line for you. And Lucas is like, no, actually, I'm in a car.
And then just speeds, just like hits the gas.
He floors it and Fred like jumps up at the car like he's going to tackle it and just splats on the windshield.
Yeah. What was the plan, Fred?
I don't know.
Like, it's a car. It's going like 70 miles an hour. You're just a guy. You're like a mutant, but you're just like a regular-sized mutant. I don't know. I don't know what your plan was. So we cut back to the warehouse. Rangers raid Nadira. Do they get caught yet? Or do we cut? Is that in a minute?
The Rangers?
Yeah.
No, they fight for a minute.
Right, but they like sneak in. Do they just like go fighting like immediately? Or do
I think they just come in and start fighting, yeah.
That makes sense. Cut back to a footage match car chase of Fred on the hood of a car. And Lucas in a different, it's mostly the same car. It's like definitely a different car. It's not as round, like it's a squarer station
boxier,
wagon.
Yeah.
And
it's like a slightly different shade of blue.
It's a little
but
darker.
It's close enough.
Yeah. As they drive and they get into this like field that I've definitely seen in Power Rangers before. Like I think this was in Zeo, like the Sentai field, not the footage match field. Like,
right.
I think they were here in Zeo and probably Turbo. It just feels very familiar. They start to fight. It's a good fight. It's a pretty decent fight. And then Lucas gets like knocked away and Fred's like, give me the girl and I won't kill you. And so Lucas looks over at her because he's like, you got to get out of here. Go to safety. I'm going to take care of him. So she's like far away because she stopped running. She's like, safety.
She just hid behind a very thin bush.
Yeah, it's like, this is safety. No, well, I mean, yeah, all right, sure. Safer than, I guess, being inside the monster's reach.
Yeah, although from her perspective, you also don't want to get too far away because then cronies can just grab you.
That's what I was thinking. Like, if you just run away, like, now you have nothing.
Yeah, now you're not protected at all.
Lucas morphs because he's, like, grown attached to this girl who sassed him back. Like, oh, this is my new sister, and I'm going to kick your ass, Fred. And so he morphs, and they have a morph fight, and she's like, yeah, go Lucas. This is going to end up as one of my favorite morphed fights by the end of it. I really, really like this fight. He has a lightning. He opens his claw, and a gun pops out, and he, like, shoots Lucas with lightning. Lucas gets knocked back.
Do we cut away from him?
I feel like we cut away, but it doesn't say so.
We probably just go back and see the Power Rangers fighting cronies again for a minute or something. I feel like we cut away and then come back.
Yeah, I have it written down in a minute.
Maybe we don't then.
Okay. So here's what I think happens.
Okay.
We only watched it like 25 minutes ago. I guess 40 minutes ago. he's down. Holly runs in between Lucas and Fred. And she's like, don't hurt him. And he's like, get out of the way. I'm going to kill you. And then she's like, wait. I will trade you. If you don't hurt him, I will give you Teddy. And so she holds her bear out. And Fred, this motherfucker, grabs Teddy, throws him. That's not bad enough, though. Then he shoots Teddy with his lightning fire gun, burns Teddy to a crisp. She runs over and is like crying. And Lucas goes ham on this guy. It's great. He just beats the piss out of him. He goes back over to Holly just to like check on her while like Fred's down. And he's like, you're under arrest. And he's like, I don't think so. And then we cut away to the other Rangers.
Okay. And before we cut away, I do want to point out it during the fight, Lucas like jumps up and does that like spinning. Like he's got his arms out and one leg.
I think that's
bent.
In a minute. I think that's when we come back. But
okay, I think you're right. I think it is when we come back then.
We'll definitely talk about that.
Right now he just kicks him a lot and he falls down.
He like goes nuts on him. Yeah. And he's like his suit's dirty. And I love that they're getting their suits dirty in the Sentai footage this season. Like it's just like a nice touch. So then we cut away to the other Rangers. They're fighting in the warehouse. Jen frees Dr. Zazkin and then uses him to fight some cronies. Like she like kicks his leg in a way that makes him kick a crony. She like ducks him and like hits him into a guy. Like it makes it look like he's fighting. And then she's like, hey, nice moves. So like Jen's got the jokes now.
Yeah, she made one joke. Now she can't stop.
Yeah, the seal is broken. The floodgates are open, baby.
I really like this Jen.
It's good.
Yeah.
She also has like a line like right at the end that like is delivered with like a funner swagger than normal. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I like this.
This whole slapstick fight scene that she pulls off with Dr. Z is very good.
It is really good. And like it's goofy, but in like the perfect Power Rangers amount of goofy.
Yeah.
It's
also like a little Jackie Chan.
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah.
Cause like it's just like it's slapstick, like you said, like that's the best way to describe it. It's just like real fun. So then Nadira ends up grabbing Dr. Zazzle, and she like, I don't think she has her nails. No, she doesn't.
Her nails are out. She's holding her nails basically to his throat.
Yeah, like I will cut this fool's head off. And so she starts backing up, and then she doesn't notice a Jeep pull up behind her, and Eric jumps out and shoots her in the shoulder, and so she lets go of Dr. Zazkin, and he's like, I'll shoot you to death, Nadira.
Yeah, he's like, have you had enough? And then she says she has a hair appointment.
She's like, you're lucky I have a hair appointment, and teleports out. And then Dr. Zazkin's like, yeah, all right. And Eric's like, are you okay? He's like, yeah. And he stops, like, Rangers, like, looks back at the Power Rangers, like, thank you. And they're like, yeah, no problem. Just happy to help. And so then they leave. And then we cut back to Lucas fighting Fred.
But when they leave, this is when they take Dr. Z, right?
Yes.
And so Wes tells Eric, like, hey, take care of him.
Yeah.
And Eric nods, but like looks mad a little bit.
He's don't like, tell me what to do, Wes.
He's like, I'm going to, Wes.
This isn't about you, Wes.
It's always just about you, isn't it, Wes?
Stupid Wes, this rich kid is only doing rich kid stuff.
Who gave up all of his money and does odd jobs now?
Eric?
When you were reintroduced to him, Eric, he was cleaning a dumpster.
He was in a jumpsuit. You dingus. Then we come back to Lucas and Fred fighting. And this is when Lucas does that like sick twirl.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of explosions going around and he's just ballet twirling through the air.
Yeah.
No, it's cooler than that. It's not,
it's
like,
rad.
Yeah, it's very cool. And then he jumps up again and Fred literally shoots him in the chest, but he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He just tanks it and goes down and like slashes him.
Yeah, he like stabs him and then he does the time strike. I don't remember what his time was.
It's some kind of dual strike, I think.
Yeah.
Because he uses both, not as separate swords, but as
like Darth
both.
Maul style. Yeah. And then he kills him, knocks him down, and the Power Rangers show up. The rest of them, they're like, are you okay? And they're like, yeah, like, where's the girl? She's like, oh, she's over here. And then Fred's like, she's okay, but I can't say the same for you. And he pulls a scab off. And then they call the Zords. And we get the Zords, and we get Time Shadow. And they just land. And they immediately put on the snowsuit and go to Shadow Force Megazord. And they start fighting. And I don't remember anything about this fight until Q-Rex shows up.
Yeah, Fred holds them for 1 second, and then the Q-Rex shoots him from off screen and comes running in.
Comes in and, like, bites his hand, and then Eric's like, looks like I had to save you again. Q-Rex, man mode.
But he doesn't say it in a crappy way.
No, he says it in, like, a, hey, I'm your fun kind of, like...
Right.
Like, kind of, you know, pissy friend, but not, like, in, like, a... It's more of like a, haha, look what, like, I showed you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you need my help again, rather than like, oh, Wes, kind of way. So, like, morphed Eric is pretty cool, I guess.
He seems fine.
He's having fun being a Power Ranger.
I get it. Maybe he has so much of the, like, he's connected to the Morphin Grid, so it's just like a positive energy flowing through him.
He's also, like, connected to the other Rangers, so he's like, ah, oh, I feel for you. Like, I want to protect you now, because that's, like, what Power Rangers do. They go to man mode. They just beat the piss out of Fred. They, Q-Rex has an attack called Thunder Fist, where he shoots his fist off like he's the bad guy from Turtle Man.
Yeah.
What's the bad guy's name? Mindo? Brains.
I want to say Brainiac, but I know it's
That's Superman.
Yeah, I know it's not Brainiac.
It's not Megamind.
It's not Megamind.
That's a whole movie, which I hear is very good. I haven't seen it, though.
I'm going to Google Turbo Man Nemesis.
Turbo Man's nemesis is...
Not Turno Man.
Turtle Man. We don't want it!
Nemesis.
Is it... Are we sure it's not Brainzo? The evil...
Oh, it's just... Telling me
the evil Dr. Thinkbad.
Dementor,
like the Harry Potter.
It does predate Harry Potter, I think
it does.
So I don't know, JK, maybe you should explain yourself.
Yeah, I don't want you to explain yourself. Don't say anything else about Harry Potter.
Yeah, just stop. Make something new. But this is Dementor. Those are Dementors.
Dementor, right? Of course, totally
is
different.
That may change.
OC, do not steal.
They're not the same.
So he does a Thunder Fist. They do their finishers. They murder. He a little toy.
Yeah, he shoots the Thunder Fist off and it almost hits the Megazord.
It like goes under its arm.
They have to like sidestep it. Yeah. He's like, hey, watch out. And then the Q-Rex fires off some kind of like finishing move. And I swear for 1 second, the other Megazord, because it shows Wes in the cockpit swinging his sword.
Wes did his, they did theirs too. They did
a combo finisher. Okay.
Because then when it hits and like you see the attack, there's like the red fire lightning from like magma attack from Q-Rex, and there's like a green slash down it from their like time strike thing.
So I was like, this is weird that they think kids are suddenly going to think, A, Eric's in a cockpit, and B, he is the Red Ranger.
Well, he had that fantasy last time.
Right.
So we cut from there to Papa Colin's office. He's like, he's telling Eric, he's talking to Eric. He's like, did Zazkin say anything to the villains? And he's like, no. He's like, all right, good. And Eric's like, we saved him all by ourselves. Silver Guardians are the only ones that saved Dr. Zazkin. And he's like, cool. At least the secrets are safe.
Yeah, he says, I picked the right guy to be the leader.
Yeah. And so Eric turns around to walk away, and he stops, and he goes, by the way, Dr. Zazkin was unharmed. And Papa Colin's like, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
And then Eric, like, turns back around. There's this look on his face like, beans.
Am I the baddie? Are we the baddies?
I think he's just like, oh, my new dad sucks.
I hate my new dad.
I hate my new stepdad, Ron. Maybe his name is Ron.
Ron Collins. Maybe his name is Phil.
It's Philip.
Right.
No, Philip was the butler.
Right. What happened to poor Philip?
He got fired after he let Wes get out of there.
I would have liked it if he hung around the clock tower now.
I want him to show up at the clock tower and be like, you have no business sense. I'm going to run your business now and clean up because it's filthy here.
It could be a combination of Ernie and Alpha.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Let's get it. Hey, Power Rangers Time Force, I got some notes. We're going to finish the season strong. So then we cut back to Lucas, who's dropping Holly off at her house. And he's like, hey, so... And he's, like squatted down, so she's taller than him. He's like, hey, so about what happened? She's like, oh, you're the Blue Ranger? He's like, yeah. She's like, secret's safe with me. He's like, cool. And I got something for you, though. And he goes into the back seat. Don't know when he got this.
I was just thinking that.
I guess he's like, I had to stop for gas. Don't look.
He smuggled it out under his shirt.
He wrapped his coat up in it, put it in the back seat. Because he goes in the back seat, pulls out a bigger teddy bear. He's like, because, you know, yours got fried to a crisp. So, like, I wanted to get you this. So he gives her the bear because she's like, yours got real crispy. So I got you this. And she takes it. She's like, hugs it. And she hugs Lucas and, like, gives him a kiss on the cheek. And he's like, oh, no one's ever been thankful of me before.
We didn't point out when he went to that payphone way back when he called Trip.
Yeah.
On his way to the payphone, two girls walked by on the sidewalk.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They were just like, look at that
hot boy. They were just like, look at that slab of meat. I'd like to be the brisket in that man's sandwich.
It has no point to the plot
just,
or anything. It's just like, hey, chicks dig Lucas.
Lucas is hot. And he can drive real good.
He drives real good.
He's... We already talked about nipples too. I think too much for this episode. Even the one mention is pretty much too much.
Yeah, they're listening right now. Like, say it again.
Say it again. I dare you.
We're going to bring that band hammer down.
We will shut this down. You can't. Please don't. Then she, like, her dad comes out and he's like, Holly, oh my God, we were so worried. She runs up, hugs her dad. And then, like, they wave at Lucas and Lucas waves back. And then the camera moves past Lucas and four Power Rangers are there ducking behind his station wagon.
When did they get here?
I have no idea. They just, like, creeped up. They did a Pink Panther sneaky sneak.
They were just walking up normally and they saw him waving to her and they're like, oh, let's hide.
Let's get him. So they come, they're like, well, what are you doing, Lucas? And he's like, nothing. Just dropping her off. And Jen's like, I thought you said she was a pain in the neck. And, like, it just has this, like, oh, Jen's, like, fun now.
Yeah, she, like,
Jen's, like, experimenting with fun now.
She, like, raises her eyebrows just a little bit. There's like,
He's like, yeah, she was. I'm glad she's gone.
I'm glad Jen's loosening up.
Yeah, same.
So glad that I throw my phone in.
Toss that phone, baby. He tossed it. It's a good toss, a deep toss. And then Wes is like, ah, Lucas, you're just a big softy. And Lucas is like, whatever, and, like, tries to get out of there because he's embarrassed. And they just, like, jump on it. Like, Katie jumps on him and starts hugging his neck from behind.
That's dangerous because she's strong.
She could pop that boy's head off like a dandelion. And they just, like, kind of grab his arms and are, like, razzing him. And that's where the episode ends. And I loved it. All the episodes that end on, like, a fun note and with someone trying to get someone else.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, razzing your friends.
It's a good team.
Yeah.
Good kids.
But, Josh, you started.
I did.
So I get to pick the best. I'm going to say the best is the morphed fight between Lucas and Fred.
I did like that a lot. But I think my best for this one is Jen using Dr. Z to fight the cronies.
That was also really good. The worst I'm going to say is... I don't know.
The worst is not Tommy. Character
yeah,
is the worst.
Not Tommy. This is an in-universe kayfabe worst.
Yeah.
That guy sucked. Because, like, was he going to punch that girl?
He was going to stab her with a headlight shard.
Was he
going to
shiv her with a headlight splinter? That guy sucks. I hope he stabbed himself when he fell down.
Yeah.
I just can't believe her nipples were so hard. It was so...
Did they not notice until they were editing and they were like, well, we can't reshoot it now.
Can't fix that in post. Like, it was ridiculous. She just was really horned up from violence, I guess. Anyway.
And now we're banned.
You're
never going to hear any of this.
Damn it, Apple. Tim Cook, you got to get us back.
Tim, my man.
My main man. MVP is... Do I want to give it to Lucas? I don't want to give it to Holly.
I
think I'm going to give it to Holly. I loved Lucas in this episode. This is the first episode where it's like, hey, Lucas isn't just like a crappy brick wall.
But I think that Holly brought that out of him.
Yes.
So that's why I'm leaning toward giving it to Holly.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give it to Holly. Also, she did jump in between a Power Ranger and a monster as like a regular little girl.
Like as a monster was bringing a kill shot down.
Yeah, so like. That's dope.
Yeah.
It's not quite as good as Heather.
No, Heather ruled.
Heather ruled so much. But if I were assembling a team, this would be the Blue Ranger for sure. Now, we got to rank it. And now that your phone is not across the room, we can do that.
Yeah, I have it. Have it here with me.
I'm thinking pretty high.
Is Future Unknown the Katie episode?
Future Unknown is the Katie episode.
Where she's like,
unsure of like why are we fighting if the future's not even going to be there?
You didn't fix the clash for control.
Oh no, I look like a fool. To Pathrid. This is my shame. To Parter. Parenthesis. Because we're already past an hour. I don't need to rush anymore.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think I like this better than that Katie episode.
I think so, too.
So it's just, it's number one.
Yeah. This is a new number one.
I hope Katie gets some stuff to do soon again.
Well,
because that one episode wasn't enough and it was kind of bad.
Well, funny you should say that, because the next episode, that's it for us today. Thanks for listening, all that. The next episode is called The Secret of the Clock Tower, and it's a Katie episode. And in my memories, it's the worst episode of the season. But.
Katie.
But. No. Here's the thing. Look,
the last one was the best episode so far.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it was, I think it was not a bad episode, but it was bad for Katie. Until she turned around.
Yeah. But I think that episode was bad, but I wasn't like, you know, analyzing it to do a podcast about it. So maybe it'll come around. And also, I doubt it can be worse than, what was it, Uniquely Trip?
Uniquely Trip, yeah.
That sucked.
So it'll at least be second from the bottom.
Yeah. Maybe it'll have a good showing. Maybe I was just wrong. Sometimes I'm wrong. Sometimes you can be wrong. That happens. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. We will see you on Friday for Bodyguard in Blue. But until... No, that was this episode. I just finished writing it. For the Legend of the Secret of the Clock Tower. I don't remember which one it was. But until then...
May the power protect you.
Then we cut back. Oh, no. Nope. That's in a minute. All right, Jake, you're getting ahead of yourself.